Hey everybody, we're back with another version of Flock and Gather. It's Alan Scher, your host. I run the Spa Industry Association. It's 18 minutes, here we go. I have a very dear friend of mine and a fellow Californian, Jim Krogan. How are you this morning, Jim?
Excellent, Alan. Thanks so much for having me on your show.
Are you kidding? I mean, you and I yak so much on email, it's good to actually verbalize all this stuff. And for our listeners, Jim and I solved all California's problems in 3 minutes before we got online, but we'll have to save that for another conversation. Hey, Jim, I love everything about Southern California. You know that Kathy and I spent 19 years going to Palm Springs. So even though I'm in Arizona, I have a warm spot in my heart for everything about California. But you're south, and talk for a quick minute about the eye connection, because we always support you guys when you do that. It's such a marvelous thing for bringing directors and vendors together. So can you do a shameless couple minute pitch about iConnect?
Absolutely. So we love connecting individuals in the spa industry, and we've done that for many years. We just celebrated our 10-year anniversary. This year, we were obviously set back due to COVID, unfortunately, and we had 3 planned events that we had to unfortunately cancel, but those have been reestablished for next year, and really look forward to reconnecting with the community.
It's always, whenever I see the pictures of you and Dana and Joanne and stuff, you guys look like you are having so much fun, and I always think, that's exactly what it's supposed to be like. I mean, COVID aside, there has to be some time for the enjoyment part of our business. You know that in the 33 years I've been in the business, my friends say, yeah, you guys just hang out and get spa treatment and stuff. In the beginning, they didn't think we were in a real business. You know what I'm talking about. And then once they saw how much we work, they went, well, don't you guys ever get spa treatments and stuff? It's exactly the opposite, you know.
It's funny you say that. You know, we've all known each other for so many years, and that this organization really was started grassroots style. You know, we're certainly not iSpa. We're not these other big groups either. We're a very small regional group. We love being with each other, and it's funny. We grew from having 10 people in our audience to events now where we have 150 to 200 people that are all from California. And so we're so grateful that we have this opportunity to share and just bring the community together. And now it's interesting. You can actually pick up the phone, call a spa director that you've seen at an event, ask a question, and you don't have that awkward barrier anymore. So it's really nice.
Well, I love it. If you're a vendor across the country, reach out. If you're a spa director and you're not familiar, what's the website for iConnect?
So, you know, again, going back to grassroots, we actually let our website go last year. So feel free to contact myself, Scott, Joanne, or Dana. We'd be happy to connect you.
Awesome. Find them, people. iConnect. It's just a wonderful group. So Jim, you were at Grand Del Mar, you were a few other places, your experience is deep. So before we talk about what you're doing now, can you throw your old spa director hat on for me and just give me maybe what, if you were still running Grand Del Mar, et cetera, what are the 2 or 3 or 5 things you would be telling spa directors to do to A, keep busy, B, keep their sanity, and C, figure out what the go forward looks like?
Absolutely. So, in efforts to sort of look at the safest way possible to reopen, this changes based on local governments and their state that they're in. But I think that the pandemic has affected people in a deep and unique way. And I think that with confinement, self-isolation, social distancing being forced upon, a new world. So one of the things I would do as a spa director, one of the things that we're educating our clients about is really looking at reevaluating the treatment menus. I think that, I think wellness has taken a whole new meaning, I think different from what we were accustomed to before the outbreak. So I think reopening your spa without carrying out the necessary business review, without evaluating your treatment menu,
may lead your service offering to becoming not really relevant to your customers' needs today, or the skill set of your team. So all of that really has to be streamlined.
Got it. And I think you bring up some valid points. And this is where you turn the lemons into lemonade, right? Like the downtime should be used to take to do some critical thinking about how you're operating, looking at all your collateral, what is my crew like, et cetera, et cetera, right?
And it's such a great opportunity. You know, many of our clients would say that, you know, before the pandemic, I mean, they could barely even catch their breath. Now they have time to evaluate all of their offerings, their people, financials, the balance sheets, the evidence behind the brands that they currently have or what they're saying within the general public. I think it's so important to really evaluate all of those processes.
Yeah, well said. You know, I talked to Monty Zhuang up at Wellness Capital the other day, who was talking with a bunch of his clients, and they've cut, depending on the spa and how they cleanse and what they're purchasing, et cetera, he said he's telling his spa clients they need to add somewhere between $1.40 and $6 per treatment, not as a COVID add-on, but you need to bump up the cost of the fee to cover all the cleaning. What say you?
Yeah, so I follow Monty a lot. Monty's a great guy, and I think that, again, what Monty's doing is absolutely spot on, because, you know, he'll tell you this the same thing. If you look at sort of before and after the pandemic, and this is on Monty's website, and he just shared this recently with a lot of the folks out there in the public, but, you know, if you look at the direct cost, those are going up, you know, between 3% prior to before the pandemic. Gross profit is going down. Overhead expenses are increasing. Net income loss is decreasing. Debt service, you know, working capital, all of those really important things that we should be looking at are changing. And so if you're not looking at changing the things that, looking at the balance sheet and reforecasting 30, 60 a year out and constantly reviewing that, then you're going to really have a situation at the end of the year where you're not going to be able to come out of.
Numbers, numbers, numbers. They're still the basis for operating a good business, whether you're a spa, salon, resort, right? You've got to know your numbers or you're not in business.
Well, it's amazing. I mean, we even saw that this was a challenge with many spa directors prior to the pandemic. And so you could only imagine what this places them in during a pandemic. And so, you know, that's why I think we have been very successful. We are not only helping them reopen very safely, but looking at all of the things that are necessary as a reopening checklist that they have to have in place in order to be successful in the future.
Well, and that's a good segue into what you're doing now, because you're not wearing your spa director hat anymore, even though you have all that personality. But is it 3 years or 2 years already that you opened Identity Hospitality? How long has it been?
So it's been now it's about 4 years, but during the spa director times as well, I was actually consulting as well. So, you know, I've been a consultant for about 10 years, but I'm very active the last three.
Jim, talk about, what does Identity Hospitality, I'm going to call you IH now. Tell me what you do.
Absolutely. So we offer quite a few different things, but primarily spa, salon, and wellness consulting services. We offer spa branding and marketing, luxury interior experiential and environmental design. We offer audits and evaluations and education and 5-star training.
Wow. Okay. You cover a lot of areas. Give me an order here. What's the number one hot item today people are requesting from Identity Hospitality?
You know, it's really helping them train their spa directors to become better operators. And so I think that, you know, one of the things that we focus on quite a bit is actually is spa management training. And what we offer is it's very customized based on the experience level. So considering the challenges in finding and retaining qualified spa directors and managers, we really feel it's prudent to invest in their specific operations training and support. And so I think that this is a really important subject, because I think if management is lacking in previous management experiences, whether it's financial, operations, scheduling, yield management, human resources, I mean, there's so many responsibilities that they have in operating a spa. We can help with that.
Okay. So critical. Do you know, you call it training, you can call it education, whatever you want. When I got in the industry many moons ago, the mantra preached to me was educate, educate, educate. Jim, nothing's changed today, has it? That's still the you've got to have well-trained staff or what? You're not really in business.
Well, you know what's crazy, Alan, is so when we go in and we do a full audit of a property, it's amazing. It comes back to leadership. You know, it comes back to team. You know, if you can't provide someone with tools for them to be successful, you shouldn't be in business. And so when we look into these audits, we go through the entire process, the guest service process, the journey, how does it flow, the reservations, are they maximizing bookings? You know, the therapy, are they caring for their guests? Oftentimes they're not. Spa attendants, are they caring for the spa? Are they caring for their guest? You know, retailing, are they enhancing the guest experience, or is it just on the shelf? Is it selling? And then the other part is effective management. You know, there's so many fundamentals of becoming a good manager. And so we look through and provide them with the tools to become better at operations, better at marketing their business, better at finance. And what that ultimately does, it provides a spa director or spa manager to become very proactive versus reactive and saying, oh shoot, gosh, I lost 30K last month and now I'm panicking. My GM's calling me into the office. I'm panicking. What do I do? And so that person's probably telling the marketing department, I need quick cash. So they're probably saying at that same point, you know, I'm gonna jump on Groupon or do something where I can gain some revenue. But what it ultimately does, it creates, there's no profit margin usually there at all, and it creates a bit of an awkward situation, because it's not typically their guest that they're asking to come in.
You know, Jim,
from the very beginning, it has to be strategic.
You said something I'm going to encapsulate. Everything what you said rings. I'm listening to you going, yep, yep, yep. That's totally. You guys help set them up for success.
We do. And so it's very strategic. And I like to use that word a lot, because there's a lot of consultants that are out there, and wherever they came from in this world, you know, we find that we are fixing a lot of their mistakes. And I'll tell you one mistake that we see, and this is, it's very specific to where the operator's goals are. So we ask first, what are their ultimate goals? What are you trying to achieve? And so if the strategy is, you know, my top goals are financial quality and hotel specific, and how that relates is, you know, I want additional gross operating revenue. I want gross operating profit. We tie that into what their goals are. And so the KPI connection, and let's say their marketing plan, is all tied into that overall goal.
Yeah, it's funny you use the word KPI. When I first came into the industry, I went, wait, are there kitchen? Is it kitchen duty? What the heck is KPIs?
It's right? Amazing. And, you know, we have this, we actually many times we have the technology and we don't use it. You know, we have these great operating systems now that will show you a certain point to achieving the KPIs on a daily basis or a monthly basis and measure them for you. Some of them don't, but you can do them yourself. And so again, it's one of those things where it's like, it's common sense. Do you want to be reactive and have these situations, or know about it before it even happens and be proactive about the situation itself?
People, we've been speaking with Jim Krogan. He runs Identity Hospitality. That's where you find him, identityhospitality.com. But the man has worn a lot of hats, although I can see him. You can. His hair is thinning just a little bit like mine. So my, you know what my dad used to say, Jim?
What?
That comes from more brain power as you get older. You know, your head needs more room and your hair falls off. He convinced all three of his sons that was the case. I still have a little hair left. Not a lot, but a little anyway. So I'm so glad you could be with us today and share your knowledge. You have a worth of it. And you'd really, anybody can call you and have a consultation, right?
Absolutely. We provide a free 30-minute consultation. And so we're happy to speak to anyone and know that there's certainly a need out there during these times. And we're happy to share documents as well. Like just recently, we published a COVID-19 reopening checklist and provided new hygiene standards. If that's something that they need, we can provide that complimentary. And you know, in fact, we provided this to many spa consultants as well. So we're not, it wasn't about charging for that at all. It's something that we wanted to provide to the community because of what everyone has gone through.
Jim Krogan, identityhospitality.com. Jim, thank you so much. Best to you and your family.
Good to see you, my friend. Thanks so much.
And people, remember, please be kind to one another.